Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to cancel this transaction. I know nothing about it.
Yes, sir. There is a transaction for a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this transaction?
No, I didn't.
Then let me tell you, we have just detected that some fraudulent persons, they have tried to use your information from California, U.S. I do believe you live in Australia.
Yeah.
So definitely it's a fraudulent charge. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge and right now block those persons from your internet connection.
Yes.
For that, there is an online procedure. So could you please let me know, are you using an Apple iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
Android.
Can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out?
You're on speaker.
Okay, now on your Android phone, there is an application which says Play Store. Could you please open it up, find it out and open it up, Play Store.
I don't want to open anything up. I just want to stop this payment.
Yes, that is the reason I'm trying to help you out. I will first of all help you out to provide you the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge.
Okay, just stop it.
So from my end, it is not possible. That is the reason I'm trying to help you out. If it is possible from my end, I would have done that.
So when you will be free, just tell me. It's
Google Play. I don't have Play.
Play Store. It is Play Store. It will be a white color icon, like a triangle icon. Like all the apps, camera, photos, there will be app business Play Store.
12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Take your time, I'm on the line. Take your time.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
At the very top, what do you see at the very top of that page? Do you see search for apps and games? Search.
Yeah.
Click on that search. Now, first of all, I will help you to getting the cancellation ID of this charge. So type over there, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Mm-hmm.
N as in November, and.
And.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yeah.
D as in David, D. Now what is the first option coming up, let me know.
Is it N-I-N-D-Y-D?
It will be A-N-Y. A-N-Y-D. Apple, November, Yellow, David. And what is the first option coming up? Let me know.
Ending this.
Click on that one, correct. Right now through that you will be getting the cancellation ID. So do you see on the Anydex which says install on the green color box, install, click on that one. Now, after that, you will receive, did you click on install, sir?
Yeah.
Now, after that, you will receive an option called open. When you see open, just do let me know, okay?
Yeah.
It will come up very soon with the open option. You can see it is downloading over there. Now, do you see open?
No, it's installing.
Okay. Not a problem, it will be done right now. And could you please tell me while the time, do you share any of your personal or financial information to any of your friends or family members who live in California,
no.
U.S.?
She's totally unavailable.
Click on cancel first.
No, it's going to tutorial.
Yes, you need to click on the circle blinking, circle flashing areas again and again until and unless you see a number. If you see a number, let me know.
5799-8392.
Tell me slowly, slowly.
579-903-2792.
Sorry, it's 579-703 then.
903-2972.
I'm telling you the number once again. It's
573-983-292.
903. Yes. Okay. That is still blinking over there, still flashing.
Yeah.
Click on the flashing again and again. Now, password has been generated. You need to put the password over there. Just below the number, you will see an option coming up which says set password. Do you see any option comes up?
It's gone. It's disappeared off the screen.
Do you see that?
No, I'm sure.
Click on the flashing. Click on the flashing.
Yeah, it's a set password.
Yes, click on that set password. After giving the click on the set password, you will receive an option just go down, little bit go down. And you will receive an option called permission profile. In a single line, permission profile.
Yes.
Click on that permission profile. Now, after that, what is the third option?
Third option is full access.
Click on that word.
Full access.
Now, after that, you will receive a third option once again, which says enable unattended access. Enable unattended. A small checkbox there will be.
Enable unattended.
I can't hear you, sir. Can you speak louder?
Yes, password.
Just top of set password, do you see enable unattended, a small checkbox, a blank checkbox, click on that checkbox.
Yeah, I did it now, someone needs to set a password.
Yes, the password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase it will be. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yes.
7890, all in lowercase.
Yeah.
What is the password did you set?
eBay 790. Yeah.
Did you click on OK?
Yeah.
Now you will receive a... okay. What is the ID number did you give it to me?
ID.
Yeah, do you remember it?
No. Sorry.
Okay, do you see a close option? Do you see the close option?
Yeah.
Click on the close.
Again,
do you see close?
Yeah, and now it's come back to security.
Yeah, click on the arrow. On the left top, there will be an arrow. Click on the arrow.
Yeah. Address.
Yeah, tell me the number once again slowly, slowly.
579.
Uh-huh.
296.
At the last is 296.
Yes.
Okay, just hold for a moment. If you receive a security warning from the server, just do let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. From the eBay secure server, you will receive a security warning. Okay, just hold for a moment. No, right now it will be the security server. You do not have to do anything. Just hold for a moment. You do not have to do anything. If you see the security warning comes up, once again, do let me know. And if you see start now option, click on start now.
Connection established. Start your server.
Yes, click on start now. Do you see start now?
Start. Yes.
Again, you will receive an option called start now. You need to click on start now.
Start now. I clicked on start now.
Okay, just hold for now. You can see at the very top, it is saying eBay Secure Server. That is corrected?
Yep.
Okay, now you need to simply go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps. Now you need to open up the app which says Google Chrome. You need to open up the Google Chrome app.
Google Chrome.
Yes, open up the Chrome. Now first of all, I will show you who are the fraudulent persons misusing your information, and they are doing that. So at the left top, do you see a plus sign? A plus sign?
Yeah.
Click on the plus.
Mm-hmm.
Now click on the search option. Search or type on your web. Now type over there my.
Yep.
Did you type my?
Yep.
Then give a space.
Mm-hmm.
Then number one. Then P as in P.
Yeah, it's got P, my 1P country.
No, just below that my 1P country, there is an option, my 1P address location. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now after that, you will receive a first option which says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN.
Click about device.
Now, just below that, do you see the blue color, what is my IP
address
location?
Yes.
Now, it will be showing your IP address, and correct me if I am wrong. It will be 49.179, like that. That's correct?
It's 49.179.2.234,
that's correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And over there, do you see there is an option which is a cross sign. Do you see the cross sign?
Yeah.
On the left top corner, there will be a small cross.
Yeah.
Click on that cross.
No.
Go back to the previous
page.
Go back.
Yeah, it's taking me back to Google.
Go back to the previous
page. Yeah, up at the previous search page.
Yes, go back. Try to go back. Click on the back option. Now, at the very top, it will show your status. What is the status it is showing you on the black panel? It is protected or unprotected?
Unprotected.
So you can see your IP address is being looked by some overseas person. They are misusing your information right now. So what you need to do, you need to simply go back to your home screen first. Go back to your home screen. Where you can see all your apps. Go back to your home screen. Now you need to open up the Play Store again. Could you please find that and open up the Play Store? Now go down.
Yeah.
Go down.
Do you see
AnyDesk plugin AD1? Click on that one. Give a click on that install.
Yeah.
That one. Yes. Now press the home button.
Yeah.
Did you press the home button? Okay. Now go back to your home screen.
Now
it's installed. It will be automatically installed. Now go back to your home screen and open up the settings from your cell phone.
Settings. Yes.
Now do you see an option called accessibility? Just go down, you will see an option called accessibility on that setting.
Yes.
Now what are the options coming up? Let me know after clicking on accessibility.
Oh. Is there any desk control services or?
Yeah, click on that one. Make it turned on. You need to make it turn on. You need to click on allow. Now it is on, it is turned on, AnyDesk control.
Yes.
I can't hear you, can you speak louder, sir?
Yes.
Now you need to open up the AnyDesk application. On your cell phone, there is an app which says AnyDesk. Could you please find it out and open it up? Where you can see the numbers. There is an app in your cell phone which says AnyDesk. Like check your regular apps, like the Play Store app, like the camera, there is an app which says AnyDesk. Check it. Go back to your home screen and check it.
Home screen.
Yes. And just check all the apps.
Look, home screen.
AnyDesk. Yes. Just check your apps.